This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. There's more at the website, allbook-books.com, and the Substack, Musings from Between the Lines. Follow the resources. Could have been Deep Throat's advice, because follow the money leads to the resources. Case in point, an article by Matthias Desmet at his Substack page, Why Some Are Steering Towards a Third World War, a Narrative on Ukraine. According to some estimates, about 5% of the world's mineral reserves are located in Ukraine. Depending somewhat on market conditions, its value is estimated to be in the tens of trillions of dollars. Some say about $19 trillion. So there you have a good reason why the likes of financial giants BlackRock and Vanguard and Blackstone asset managers now own a large percentage, I think it is, maybe 30% of the land in Ukraine that is now too expensive for small Ukrainian farmers to earn a living from, which he sarcastically says should not concern someone striving for world dominance. So there it is again, phrase from Stephen Newcomb, the domination system and the vicious cycle, as Desmet explains. Adding to this is the fact that BlackRock, McKinsey, and JP Morgan Chase established a reconstruction bank for Ukraine, leading to the staggering conclusion the same companies that earn fortunes from buying up Ukrainian agricultural land and its natural resources also profit immensely from supplying the weapons to devastate Ukraine and will ultimately profit from rebuilding it. The grinding gears of the money machine have meanwhile crushed more than a million young Ukrainian and Russian soldiers' bodies. The thrum of the money press drowns out the moans of thousands of tortured bodies, the sobbing of thousands of raped women, the cries of a country bleeding from every pore of its fertile land. Trying to make money is undoubtedly human, but at the top, where it is ruthlessly elevated to the highest goal, it takes on diabolical forms. Now, that's lit with some literature there, as far as I'm concerned. He just hits some nails. I mean, that is in sum the closed loop of basically the predatory capitalist shock doctrine, whatever, domination system, whatever you want to call it. They literally invest in weaponry to destroy stuff, not to mention, you know, land, air, water, people, animals, birds, whatever's in the way, to then build it up. That's the game. That's their game plan, is to destroy, to build up. And part of the way this works, this is kind of how I wanted to get into this topic today, is the sort of proverbial big fish eating the little fish metaphor that has been going on for years with the mega conglomerates, like I've reported on that a lot. Other people have too. Time Warner, NBC, Comcast. I mean, there's like five or six of them now that own virtually everything from magazines, movies, restaurants, advertisements, sports teams, so that basically anything you get is this illusion of choice. And a similar thing I learned from go to Barnes & Noble years ago, and there'd be like hundreds of magazines, hundreds of different topics, hundreds of magazines, but basically they're all controlled by a handful of publishing companies. Similarly, I just read an interesting interview with Eric Schlosser, the author of the excellent book I read a while ago, 2001, Fast Food Nation, where he's talking about 80% of the food industry is controlled by a handful of companies, that corporations, so they're controlling the food, they're controlling the price, and, I feel lucky I can afford or go to, you know, get some of the organic things or different stores like that have that stuff. But that's like it's not available to everybody. So it's this a skewed system going on. But the focus here is a control by the few. And that also came to mind as I went to a local library talk about publishing, which reminds me of the book Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's, there are few. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are few. Shunryu Suzuki. Now, I'm no expert. I just have a fair amount of experience from doing publishing for over 20 years, 22 years or so. So there's always something to learn. And a lot of the talk was redundant to me, but I did learn a lot and I contributed some. But there's always something to learn in any field you're in. So that's why I espouse the Zen mind as one of my main guides. And so the big thing that I learned in that the industry, the woman said that a lot of the big publishers are now buying up some of the indie publishers. So this reminded me of years ago having heard of many of the, like Burt's Bees, I think was sort of like started by a hippie, came successful, and other organic food places that have been successful. And when those are getting, a lot of those have been bought out by big companies like Procter & Gamble or whoever. So when you see that name, you associate with the freewheeling, you know, hippie types, that may now be owned by a big corporation. So that's the trend that is kind of nerve-wracking to see and happening in the publishing world that was mentioned, is that this whole wave of independent presses, which is one literally a way of keeping free speech and truth and creativity alive, that those are being gobbled up, I don't know to what degree, by the big traditional, quote, traditional presses. That raises a big eyebrow to me about the future of ideas and language and truth. Because that's what happens in all these things, is when the proverbial big fish, they begin to dominate the pond. And when they do that, they control the narrative, they control what's available to us as common people. And in essence, it is the illusion of choice. That is what this sense of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is based on, this illusion of choice. I mean, I'd be content if I just had chocolate or vanilla. Strawberry would be nice too, but okay, three choices of ice cream, I have no problem with that forever. Three choices, that's decent. But, you know, there are, Baskin-Robbins says 31 choices of ice cream, whatever amount of flavors, this and that. It's the illusion of choice. It's still ice cream. I heard Aaron Lyons, the faith keeper of the Haudenosaunee faith keeper, I think he's Onondaga peoples, and he was talking about peace in the world and how we're all one family. We're all human beings, just as there are all kinds of different dogs, hundreds of kinds of different dogs, but all dogs. So there's all kinds of different people and behaviors and hair colors and skin colors and thinking and stuff, but we're all human beings. So that's what gets lost when you get these mega corporation conglomerates that begin to control too much of stuff. So that is the main reason I wanted to talk about this, to raise awareness, not just for the literary world, but in general, because it controls the avenues of expression. And all I can do is to encourage that people continue to support and to start their own and to network with small groups, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a writer, a publisher, whatever your topics, and they can overlap, but that you encourage and network with the small and local. That's when I go to the farmer's market. I met very nice couple. They have a farm out, organic farm out east, and I enjoy talking with them and getting some of their produce. And they told me something very interesting. They said they like to be alone out in the field doing their work. They like that. And I said, wow, that's just like a writer. You have to like to be alone. You have to love it, actually, because you do. You spend a lot of time alone. So that to me is those are now like those are loosely friends. If I have a question, or if I needed something to know something, or if I was desperate for some kind of food, those people are now on my list. So that's why I think that the encouraging these networks and interconnectedness locally, and even using the technology to do that, that is the strength and the power of the small fish that we have to nurture, because that is in the long haul, I think that will override the big brainless beasts. So thanks for listening. Be well.